We're on the shore of the Columbia River at a Richland Park. A flotilla of students in bright kayaks paddle against the current. Poet Kathleen Flanagan remembers playing in this park as a child. She also remembers when Hanford scientists would survey fishermen about their catch. She wrote a poem about it.
And someone drove to the public dock with a clipboard and tallied species and weight, chatting with his neighbors. Which fish are you keeping? How many do you eat? And someone with a slide rule and a pool of light figured and refigured the radionuclide dose. Too high. Experimented frying up hot whitefish. No, no. Then someone decided all the numbers were wrong. Someone from our town. Is that why we were never told? While someone fishing, that little boy, the teacher on Cedar Street, caught his limit and never knew.
Flanagan's mother and father worked at Hanford. She says living in Richland was strange but wonderful. Everyone's government-built ranch house looked the same. All the adults were young, and with no extended family nearby, neighbors grew closer.
I still idealize some of those parts of childhood. The part where everyone, you didn't know what any of the dads did, so there was no kind of stratification based on your dad makes more money than my dad. It just didn't come up.
Flanagan dedicated her new book to her best childhood friend. Carolyn Fazari joined us at their old neighborhood, where they once walked laps with their dollies along the sidewalks. Fazari says they knew everyone for blocks.
You know how in a fairy tale, there's this wonderful surface story where everything looks idyllic and everybody's happy and the sun rises and sets and the stars come out at night. But the funny part about a fairy tale, there's always something lurking that's waiting to happen.
What was lurking for Fazari's father and mother was cancer. It killed them both, her mother just last year. Her father worked at Hanford in some of the dirtiest jobs, like milling uranium slugs or volunteering to clean up radioactive messes. Finnegan reads a poem to her oldest friend. It's called Bedroom Community.
We pulled up our covers while our overburdened fathers dragged home to fix a drink, and some of them grew sick. Carolyn, your father's marrow testified. Whistles from the train, the buses came. Our fathers left, oh Carolyn, while the rest of us slept.
There's not much to say. It's just how someone's known you your whole life and knows kind of how you feel about things and says things in a way you probably could never say so well.
Washington's poet laureate not only grew up here, she worked at Hanford for a time. In the 1980s, she helped pick sites for some of Hanford's so-called cribs. That's where radioactive liquids were dumped into pits in the desert. The federal government is now trying to clean up those crib sites and the contaminated groundwater plumes beneath them. On her drive through town, I asked Flanagan,
"Do you feel like partly responsible for the story of Hanford?"
I guess I don't. I was there, I saw it. What we did is we analyzed soils. We didn't design those cribs, we didn't put them in, but we were looking to make sure they were in a place where they would work best.
These days, Flanagan spends a lot of her time talking to college students about poetry. She often asks whether they know anything about Hanford. Few ever do.
I think it's really ironic that by not telling our story, we're not learning from it. And for me, the moral of the story is that we need to be open about what we do. We don't keep secrets.
Flanagan says writing poems about Richland's past secrets makes her feel like a bit of a traitor in her own hometown. But she wants everyone to know the story of Hanford. I'm Anna King in Richland.